Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So we just heard from Chris Jansen, who was part of the Christmas special last night, the CMA Christmas special, and it was spectacular. He was really great. The other special that was on last night is the Brad Paisley Thinks He's Special special, yeah. Which was also really funny. So if you missed any of those, definitely make sure you look for them in your, like, what, on demand or something.
There, that's what I was looking for, yeah.
Yeah, totally forgot those words. Okay, now coming up, there is a classic TV show that we watch around this time of year that people want banned. We're going to talk about that on the way. But first, Jason Aldean is headed back to Vegas this weekend. And this is going to be the first time that he's performing a full show in Vegas. Well, three of them, actually, since the Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting back in 2017. So starting on Friday, Jason's beginning a three-night residency at the Park Theater at Park MGM Las Vegas, and he's expecting to see a lot of people in the crowd who were at the festival. Mm-hmm. He said that he thinks it's going to be really emotional, but it's also going to be really good for everyone. So That's coming up. So that'll be rather interesting, I think. Remember that auction that Miranda had on eBay where she sold a ton of her clothes and jewelry and stuff? Right. Well, it ended up bringing in over $100,000 for Mutt Nation.
Wow.
Yeah. Since Miranda and her mom started the organization back in 2009, the foundation has raised millions of dollars, and it aids organizations and government institutions and all these groups that build animal shelters and work on pet adoption.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So she just keeps
doing it. Thank you, Miranda.
Stuff. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so now let's talk about one of my favorite Christmas shows from growing up, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching it with my kids last year for the first time in many years, right? And I was actually, I wasn't like doing the dishes and they were watching the movie. I sat down with them to watch it and I was appalled. And I'm surprised that this is the first I'm hearing about it, but some parents want movies like that banned now because...
Why, what's wrong with it?
Well, I don't have, like, when I think of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and watching it growing up, I have good thoughts about it, okay? So if you haven't seen it in a while, don't judge these parents, because I'm telling you, I felt the same way after watching it. It's, the whole movie is this poor reindeer is being just bullied to death, and not only by the kids. You know the song. I mean, the whole thing is that they're making fun of him because of his red nose, but his dad is awful. Santa isn't even nice to him in this movie.
Really?
Like, it's a really...
Wow.
It's shocking. It is shocking.
It's hard to watch when you're looking at it now. You're like, oh my gosh, this really shouldn't be on.
It was uncomfortable. So I remember watching it with my kids last year and being like, okay, don't ever be like that. Don't let people ever treat you this way. Like, yeah, I felt like I had to have a heart-to-heart with them afterwards. Just don't watch it. You know, like, it's crazy. So anyway, that's that. Coming up, there is going to be a guy. He's a little known actor now, but I think that you're going to want to keep an eye on him because he might be the next Superman. And you're going to want to Google this guy. So that's coming up in the next X-Files at 7:37.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, so there are some parents that want one of your favorite holiday movies from growing up to be banned. We're going to talk about that coming up. But first, Jason Aldean is headed back to Vegas this weekend. Now, this is the first time that Jason's going to be there performing a full show. Well, three of them, actually, ever since the Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting back in 2017. So on Friday, Jason Aldean starts a three-night residency at the Park Theater at Park MGM Las Vegas. He said he's expecting to see a lot of people in the crowd who were at the festival and thinks it's going to be very emotional, but he thinks it's also going to be really good for everyone who goes.
Right.
So, remember that auction that Miranda Lambert had on eBay where she sold like all of her clothes and jewelry and all this stuff? It brought in over $100,000.
Wow, that's great.
There were 400 items up for sale, and all of that money goes to Mutt Nation, which is her foundation that she and her mom started back in 2009, I should say. So far, since 2009, Mutt Nation Foundation has raised millions of dollars to aid organizations and government institutions and all these groups that help to build animal shelters and work on pet adoption.
That's great. Thank you, Miranda.
Absolutely. And some parents want holiday movies like this one.
A kid, cute. She said I'm cute.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to be removed from TV because they contain bullying scenes. Now, I remember watching Rudolph when just last year with my kids, and I feel like it was the first time that I really sat down with them and watched it. Because usually I'm like doing stuff around the house.
Right.
And I was really kind of appalled because I didn't remember how mean everyone is. Now, you know the Rudolph story. So you know that the other reindeer are taunting him throughout the movie. But his dad is awful. Santa's not even nice to him.
Really? So
Santa's being really judgy.
So it's uncomfortable to watch?
It is. Yeah. Because, and little Leonard is looking up at me like, oh my gosh. I'm like, Santa's not really like that, buddy. You know, like it made me feel uncomfortable watching it with them because I felt like I had to keep telling them, like, don't let people treat you that way. Don't ever treat someone that way. Like, look at poor Rudolph. So I guess it's a good learning experience. But at the same time, I did not remember that growing up. I did not remember that it was, like, I don't remember being affected by it. But I feel like today's kids really are. So, Bob, what was your take on all this?
Yeah, it's easy to focus on all the negative stuff. And I understand what you're saying about that. But y'all forget that he wound up growing up, standing up for himself, fought against the evil, all the evil stuff out there, came back, and wound up being the hero. I mean, let's look at that, what he went through just to get to where he is. That just because people are putting you down, that doesn't mean you should give up. Let's think about the positive aspect of all that.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point.
Yeah, very true. Kind of like you were saying, though, watching it with your kids, so you can explain to them that that's not how you should act. That's not how people should act.
And I guess my point then, too, is that you should. Make sure that you are sitting with them, because times have changed. You know, back then, we just kind of plopped in front of the TV, and this was everyday life, and a lot of our dads may have been like that dad. Like, who knows how it was in the house where you grew up, but today, times have changed. So it probably is worth having the conversation, or at least being there in case your kids have some questions about it, but... Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm not signing a petition to ban it. You know, just be aware. Be aware is all I'm saying.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.